of the House Freedom Caucus is expected to touch on the economy, agriculture, education, the environment, immigration, defense, and foreign affairs. Harris, a staunch supporter of President Trump, has been vocal about his support for the administration's efforts to cut unnecessary government spending by nearly $3 billion. The town hall will take place from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The Maryland women with a stunning comeback of their own last night, 111-108 over Alabama in double overtime. Maryland now in the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years. Head coach Brenda Freeze after the game.
Every player had an impactful moment for us, whether it was on the offensive and defensive end. And now we're excited to be representing now us and men's basketball going to the Sweet 16.
In fact, it's the first time in program history that both the men and women are in the Sweet 16 in the same season. Comical moment in the postgame press conference following the men's stunning 72-71 win over Colorado State Sunday night. The hero, Baltimore's Derek Queen, was asked.
Derek, I know you were saying you were kind of due. This is your first game winner ever? Or
yeah.
I wouldn't have given it to him if I had known that.
Astute decision.
That was Kyle Goon from the banner with the question, head coach Kevin Willard interjecting as well. Meanwhile, in Hamden, a new salt box design from Baltimore artist Juliet Ames popped up at the intersection of West 37th Street and Elm Avenue. Take one guess what it says. It says, I'm from Baltimore, that's why. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's head north of the border. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The weather cooperating with your outdoor plans today. There is a slight chance of a shower late today, 64. A brief shower tomorrow morning, cooler, 56. Thursday, sunny and dry, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 47 degrees in Westminster, 48 in Easton, and 47 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Is it really March 25th? Where has the time gone? Oh, I can remember when I was a child and all I wanted to be was older. I wanted the next day to come, you know? And now here I am thinking, wait, what day is it? How old am I? Good morning to all of you. I hope that your day is getting started off right. Again, I appreciate you choosing Kim Plasick Live every weekday, which is Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And I do realize that we have some that listen to the show that are out of state. And they'll usually post on X about it. And I want to say hello to you and thank you for tuning in as well. You know, if you're just tuning in, streaming on the website, WCBM.com, that's great. But also, if you're on the go and you're in another state, you can always download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. And then you can listen and text in the show as we are discussing topics here. Because, of course, we're discussing local topics here in Baltimore, Maryland. And then, of course, we do national topics as well. And to start the show today, we are going to get into what's going on here in Maryland in regards to the blueprint and the fact that you've got some state senators that still cannot seem to find the money to fund it, yet they're still having this discussion. This is the part that kills me, right? It's like, you don't have the money at all. You don't have the funding, yet they're still discussing it. They're still going page by page. And this is a very complicated bill, by the way. They're still going page by page, and we don't have the funding source. You know, if I was in the state Senate today, I would say, guys, I would just look at them, you know, just stare. I would just stare like a deer in headlights and then just throw it all in the trash and continue to stare at them and see what their reaction is, because we don't have it. We just don't have it. All right, we're going to talk about that. And also we're going to talk about what Hopkins is saying about the Bay Bridge. And that actually goes into the question of the day, which we'll get into. I will say, you know, I love the Trump administration. I love everything that they're doing. It's great. And there are going to be some hiccups. There's going to be some challenges and obstacles. But I'm not going to not call them out. I am one of those people where I call it like I see it. And to believe that we had... And I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, their classified documents on the Signal app is disturbing to me, okay? The Signal app, that's very disturbing, because even if it is in disappearing mode, and I don't know how familiar you guys are with these apps, but there's Signal, there's WhatsApp, there's Telegram, these all these little apps that people used, you know, you probably heard about it most, because I think people used Telegram when discussing, I think, what was it, the... Stop the Steal. Remember all that was going on around January 6th? And you had the guy Ali Alexander and other people that were organizing Stop the Steal. All these messages came out from that, and that was from the Telegram app. Okay, so Signal is very similar to that. Now, you can put the messages on disappearing mode, and if you have Instagram, you might know that you can do that, because Instagram has a feature in the direct messages where you can have the words disappear within a matter of seconds after the person opens it and reads it. The issue with that is, and we saw this with the Elon Musk, Ashley St. Clair situation. Remember, she was accusing him of not owning up to the fact that her new baby boy is Elon's child, and he hasn't been in contact with them, according to Ashley. You know, I have no idea what's actually going on there. Don't really care a ton. But she had these messages that she has now in a court document from the Telegram app, and those messages, apparently, it was on disappearing mode, but she actually ended up taking pictures of the conversation before it disappeared with another device. So she either had another phone or a tablet, and then she just took a picture of the conversation. And that's how we were able to see exactly what the agreement was between Ashley and Elon Musk, even though he had his text set to disappearing mode. And so, you know, that's just one piece of this. But just so you know, those apps are often hacked. We found out that Hunter Biden was speaking with Chinese businessmen and nationalists through the WhatsApp app. Remember that? That's where we got those messages that ended up in his files, is because those conversations were happening on WhatsApp. So all I'm trying to say is here, we'll get into more of this, you know, in the 10 o'clock hour, but I am going to be critical and I'm going to keep it real. Okay, I am not in a cult. I am not just, you know, this blind follower of anyone's. And if this is absolutely how all this occurred, that's a major issue. That's a major issue. We're going to talk about that. Also, there are three school safety bills that are still uncertain on whether or not they're going to pass in Annapolis. We'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. That's House Bill 638, House Bill 1265, and House Bill 952. We'll get into those as well. But let's go ahead and start with the blueprint. Again, we know that we don't have the funding for this. Shame on any legislator in Annapolis for voting on this, knowing we didn't have the funding for this. But here we are, right? We can't go back. We can't go back. But I want you to take a listen to this audio, because what you hear there is, like, you know, what you hear in the blueprint, you could tell that there was a lot of items in that blueprint that were redundant. And I want you to take a listen, because even I think one of the senators even pointed it out. But we already have some of these things. They're just asking for more funding and money on top of it. Just, it doesn't make sense. It has no, it makes no sense of why we would then start adding more money to, you know, things that we already have built out within our school budgets anyways. Take a listen.
The House has its version of the blueprint, and the Senate is working on its own. As funding remains some of the biggest concerns for lawmakers, committee members were scrambling to figure out the details of what they soon will be voting on.
Let's get started.
A dense debate over what to change in the blueprint for Maryland's future as the pressure ramps up to make decisions.
We can't sit on this thing.
With a $3.3 billion budget deficit that's expected to grow in future years, funding for the decade-long education spending plan remains in the spotlight. Governor Westmore's proposal calls for a pause in collaborative time for teachers for 4 years, plus a funding freeze for community schools. While the House restored funding for the Concentrated Areas of Poverty Community Schools grant and only paused teacher collaborative time for 1 year.
And if you look at the chart,
the Senate is splitting the difference.
So it basically lands in the middle.
But how much will be saved remains a question without a specific answer.
Is there a top number?
What do you mean by top number?
It's been interpreted that the Senate is coming across as saving half of what the governor initially proposed.
Roughly, yep.
Going through the plan page by page, the governor's proposal includes funding for several new programs in the blueprint, something many lawmakers took issue with, especially if the efforts already exist elsewhere.
It just seems like this should be a state board initiative and a National School Board Association, of which many, many across the country school boards are a member of. I think we could save a lot of money by using what already exists.
Wouldn't our money be better spent making sure that we help out at the local level with the issues they're seeing, with the cuts that they're gonna be getting, instead of a new part of our education plan that's gonna spend $17 to $50 million a year on a new program?
We would argue that we aren't seeing the results that we really need to get at for literacy initiatives. I think our most recent NAEP scores, I think for elementary age literacy scores, we went from 40th in the country to 20th. For middle school, we're still kind of in the mid 30s. So we know that we need to do better.
One of the new programs calls for more literacy coaches, though those coaches must be fully licensed teachers. Given one of the governor's priorities is to attract more teachers to Maryland amid a shortage.
Do we know if the locals already have coaches? Secondly, if these coaches have to be licensed, fully licensed teachers, aren't we going to cannibalize our existing teachers where we already have a shortage? And third, my recollection of the AIB was that there was going to be some kind of like strike team that went in and did this. And so, can you answer any of those three questions?
We recognize that this would pull some teachers from classrooms.
Do you believe that there is enough being cut out of the blueprint to address the future funding concerns that we continue to hear about?
No, I don't think there's near enough being cut.
Senator Jason Gallion echoes concerns about the additional programs being floated.
So that takes away from other things in the blueprint, so that's a concern too.
With just 2 weeks left in session, changes to the blueprint are still up for debate.
All right. And in my view, it's still not up for debate. I don't know why Mackenzie Frost said that. See, for me, it's not up for debate at all. Just kick it off the table. Kick it to the curb. If you want to weigh in on the blueprint, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So I wanted to just take a second here and pause. Earlier in that clip, I'm sorry that it was so long. I do apologize, but I just wanted you to hear it as much as possible. But, you know, the very beginning of that clip, you had a senator that stated that they were concerned with the perception of the Maryland Senate. That's what they were concerned with. And it was a woman. I couldn't figure out what her name was. It wasn't really detailed in the report. But she was a state senator sitting there, and I thought, really, out of all of the things to concern you about the blueprint, you're concerned with the image of the Maryland Senate? See, this is a problem I have with a lot of Democrats in Annapolis. It's like they get there and, you know, it's kind of like for them, it's like, oh, you know, I've made it. Now I'm like this top dog. And yes, you are an elected official for sure. Not going to take anything away from that. But if you're sitting there basking in the glory, right, if you're sitting there and just worried about your perception or you're worried about some of these photo ops or you're worried about all these other things, I just want to let you know that that means nothing to us. It means nothing to us voters. And I would say on the both sides of the aisle, we want you to go there for this 90-day session out of 365 days, right? We want you to go there and get things done on our behalf. I could care less about how you perceive yourself to look to the general public. I mean, are you kidding me? Right now, you look like fools. I think you've always looked like fools for the fact that you continue to spend so much of our money. And we're getting absolutely no results. None whatsoever. I know this is not going to stop anytime soon. I do realize that. And it's unfortunate because the teachers' union, they're obviously going to get their way. And I'm going to say they're not even going to allow Governor Wes Moore to do all that he feels as though that at this point is necessary. And this is a guy that doesn't want to save money at all, right? I mean, he could care less. He's just given raises to his staff. And yet even he says that we have to put some cuts into the blueprint. And I don't think they're going to do it. I don't. And later in the show, we're going to talk about some of these sex abuse payouts. If you saw the story, I saw a great write-up from Maryland Matters. But lawmakers are considering a proposal to reduce the potential of billions in sex abuse payouts. I'm pretty sure you've been hearing about this. And, of course, you had lawmakers that have warned about this, and I would say Republican lawmakers. But this is basically comes down to the state's liability under the 2023 Child Victims Act. That's on the horizon next here in this state. And I know that that's going to cost us billions. So when you're looking at the deficit, please don't think we're only at $3 billion at this point. Please do not believe that. I think it's double or even more. And this is a disaster. It's a disaster. And I wonder, okay, say the teachers union, say you get your way. Say you end up getting all this money in. Say that you have these coaches in these positions, which and a senator pointed out, this could take some certified teachers away from their teaching jobs and put them in these coach positions because it sounds like it's going to be better pay and better hours, which again creates another problem. And they're so great in Annapolis at creating problems for us. This is quite literally a disaster. The blueprint is a disaster, and I would love, if there are any teachers out there, no matter how you feel about the blueprint, I would love to hear from you. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Also want to talk about the Hopkins study of the Bay Bridge. You know, tomorrow is unfortunately the anniversary of when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed, but that also is surrounding the question of the day. I don't want you to really imagine, but at this point, I got to ask you to imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or WCBM. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it does not. I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They make it very easy for you. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So today, call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM. In Hartford County.
All right. We're talking about the blueprint, and of course, that's still on the table, which is separate from the budget that they were speaking about last week, where they also said they could not find any cuts. But they guarantee you that there are $500 million in cuts somewhere in that budget. They just don't know where, okay? Oh, man. That clip is still making its rounds on X right now of Governor Wes Moore and Senator Bill Ferguson and Senator Guy Gazzone. You know what? He's a delegate, isn't it? Guy Gazzone, the delegate. Excuse me. They're like shuffling their feet behind the podium. And, you know, Wes Moore can't answer the question. Then Bill Ferguson can't answer the question. Then Guy gets up there and says, basically, no, we can't answer the question. But that's still circulating. And I actually received a text over the weekend from my friend Bruce Lavelle, who saw it in Atlanta. Now, Bruce worked on the within the Trump administration during his first term. He's kind of on the outskirts now as some kind of liaison to the business community in Atlanta, Georgia. But he was, you know, an advisor to the president in his first term. And he sends it over to me and he goes, wait a minute, isn't this the guy that the Democrats are saying is going to be, you know, the next president? I said, yeah, that's what they're saying. He said, no way. He said, no way. That can't be the breakout star, Wes Moore. I said, that's him. That's him. He has no idea what's going on just in the state of Maryland. Imagine thinking you could keep the states in check, right? You got 50 states. You can't keep one state in check. You think you can do it across the entire country? You can't do it, my guy. And that's okay. That's okay. I can't do it either. All right. I mean, it's good to know your strengths and your weaknesses. I am not an executive. I know this about myself. I got a text here from Doug. He says, morning, Kim. Maryland's budget is a disgrace. Was looking at other states' budgets. Florida budget is at $116 billion with four times the population of Maryland and a lot larger landmass. Maryland's will be around $70 billion. Yeah, it's crazy how these numbers just don't add up, right? It's so crazy. All right, another crazy situation where numbers are going to add up, because I guarantee you this is going to cost us a ton of money. Not just the rebuild of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but now all the work that we have to do with other bridges across the entire state. Johns Hopkins now has released a study for the Bay Bridge in Annapolis, and I can tell you what, there were a lot of people, I think, already expecting this. I was actually at an event in Chestertown, Maryland, with Robin Ficker actually speaking. And he talked about the Bay Bridge then. That was back, because I was running for office. That was back in October where he said that he believed that that's going to cost us a lot of money and very soon. So Robin Ficker, if you're listening, you were correct in that, and here we are. Also, real quick, I wanted to let you guys know the Bel Air Police Department is warning drivers to expect delays in the area of the Circuit Court House on Main Street beginning March 31st. Rachel Warren's murder trial does begin on that day. And they said that there were going to be some delays and road closures. I know there's many of you that listen to the show in Harford County, and I appreciate you listening. But police say this is going to be done to assist with the increasing security and safety during the trial. It is considered a high-profile criminal case. So you can expect media outlets from all over the country, possibly all over the world, in Harford County on the 31st and beyond. So just make sure that you remember that because it is. It's going to be insane. And again, my heart goes out to the Moran family, to her children, five children that no longer have a mother. Five children. She goes outside to jog, to do the right thing, to be healthy, to be there for her kids, to be there at her best potential, right? And this monster, Victor Martinez Hernandez, who is accused of killing Rachel Moran, and I have no doubt that he's most likely the guy. He took her life. Took her life. And you still have people talking about due process for him. I mean, where was Rachel's due process? Are you kidding me? Ugh, it's heartbreaking. But again, that starts on March 31st. And my heart goes out to the family members and friends of Rachel. And I know you do not want to relive this at all. I can understand. And I hope that, you know, because, you know what, when they talk about Victor Martinez and what could possibly happen, I don't really want him to be deported. If he is accused of her murder, I would love to see the death penalty. I know we don't have it. All right, coming up next, let's get into the Bay Bridge and what they're saying about that Bay Bridge. And also Snow White. It was struggling at the box office, and a video that the star posted on Snapchat has resurfaced. I got that audio for you coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Defense Secretary Hegseth takes issue with a claim made by journalist Jeffrey Goldberg. Goldberg, editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, says the Trump administration mistakenly texted him detailed plans for the attack on Houthi rebels in Yemen. Quoting Hegseth, nobody was texting war plans. South Korean auto giant Hyundai announcing plans to invest $21 billion in the U.S. President Trump says it will include plans for a huge plant in Louisiana, a steel plant that will employ more than 1,400 people. A newly formed FBI task force will be investigating vandalism targeting Tesla dealerships and automobiles, apparently carried out by those upset with Elon Musk's role in Doge, the effort to root out government waste, fraud, and abuse. Stocks opening higher this morning on Wall Street. This is SRN News.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's Nats canceled in D.C. yesterday, inclement weather. Next time Birds take the field will be Thursday in Toronto. Around the horn with some Oriole roster news, Jorge Mateo and Gunnar Henderson were left back in Sarasota. There is a chance Mateo could be ready for Thursday. Also, the Birds targeting an approximate May 1 insertion of Kyle Gibson into the starting rotation. Spring superstar Vimeo Machin was optioned to the minors. Nothing minor about the Maryland women last night. They complete a 17-point comeback to win 111-108 in double overtime over Alabama. advancing to the Sweet 16 for the fourth time in 5 years. Head coach Brenda Freeze in the postgame.
You know that it's going to be a heavyweight fight. We punched first, and then, you know, Alabama responded with the character that they have. You know, really, no team deserved to lose this game tonight.
It's the Terrapins' second largest comeback in their NCAA tournament history. Cheyenne Sellers led the Terps with 28 points. She's the daughter of former Bulls forward Brad Sellers. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore responds to Derek Queen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Rod Barrowy here for the Safe Retirement Solutions team. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all of the listeners here at WCBM. Well, Doge is kicking ass. And how would you like to have a retirement plan that can kick ass? Do you want guarantees in retirement? How about guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse? Call us at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
Hardly a drop of rain to be found today and the next several days. Low pressure passing to the south may bring us a shower or two this afternoon. Mainly it's partly cloudy. It's a warm day, 64. A few showers tonight and then a brief shower tomorrow morning. Otherwise sunny. Cooler, 56 tomorrow. Thursday's a dry day, 58 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you. We were talking about the budget, of course, in Annapolis, and we're not going to spend too much time on it today. We've been spending a ton of time on it, and it just doesn't look like there's going to be any cuts or changes made. So we're just bracing for the impact at this point, right? It's like we can see the iceberg, but it's too late to steer the ship in any other direction. So we're going to hit the iceberg. We're just hoping that we don't all just fly off the ship as we, you know, collide with the iceberg. That's basically what it comes down to. This is where we are at this point. Marty says in a text line, remember, a government cut is when you budget a 5% increase, then only increase the budget 3%. To you or I, that is a 3% increase. To the government, that is a 2% cut. Marty, there you go. There you go. Simple math. Even though I know there's probably many kids in Baltimore City that could not understand what you just wrote there. You know what? I saw a post going around Facebook, and I commented on this morning by the Baltimore Sun. And it talked about what we discussed yesterday, the Baltimore City Council, and how they're now, you know, prioritizing the trans community. And in one of these commercial breaks, I'll give you an update of what that meeting outcome was. I mean, you can imagine. They just basically bent over backwards, no pun intended, for the trans community. And I... And I was like, all right, here we are. But I'll give you the details. But I did comment on this post because I said, meanwhile, they have students in middle school and beyond that can't even spell transgender. Yet here they are really focused on the transgender community. It boggles the mind. But we're not going to spend too much time on it because it's just going to make you upset. I promise you that. All right, so Hopkins is now saying the Bay Bridge is at high risk for ship collision. Don't forget, tomorrow is the unfortunate anniversary of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I know you most likely probably thought that we would be further along by now. Like, you know, people already working on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right? You would think that we would have started. And when you think about the fact that President Trump's only been in office for, what, 2 months now? Two and some change? Think about all the things that he's accomplished since being in office. And they're already building some of the wall. Don't forget that. At the southern border. That started last week. Okay? But yet, the Francis Scott Key Bridge has been down for a year. They received money. They got the okay. And we already had some money in the infrastructure pot, I guess you could say. And they haven't started. They awarded some contracts. But that's it. They're moving at the regular, slow government pace. And here you've got President Trump and his administration basically doing circles around these guys. But just so you guys know, whoever is slated to work on this project, those of us that sit on 95, coming out of D.C. or going to D.C. or wherever you're headed, we would love for you to start immediately. Okay? That's what we would love. I know you don't see the sense of urgency here, but we would love for you to start. And so, of course, Hopkins is saying that the Bay Bridge is at high risk. I think many of us had already suspected as such. And like I said, Robin Ficker, he was already on top of it in October of last year. And you know what was interesting? As I was standing there and we were speaking, and it was to the Washington College GOP, like the Republican club there. You know what? They did a great job with that event. Shout out to Daniel and all those that are with the GOP there. Robin Ficker, when he spoke about just the Bay Bridge. And some people kind of just looked at him like, okay, right? And then, of course, I'm standing there thinking, we don't have money for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I can't even begin to think about the Bay Bridge, right? But he did. He started talking about it. And he said at that time that he believed that it was susceptible to being impacted by a cargo ship and having the same fate as the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And he was right. I have some audio here for you, and then we'll discuss.
Soon after the dolly slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, Professor Michael Shields began working to figure out how likely bridge and ship collisions were across the country. His research finds the Bay Bridge has one of the highest risks nationwide. The professor urging state leaders to act before it's too late.
You know, I've never seen this perspective of it before. Yeah.
Johns Hopkins University Professor Michael Shields recently met 11 News Investigates in the shadow of what remains of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The proposed new bridge is slightly wider than that.
To discuss his new research on ship collisions.
The probability of a collapse due to a ship collision should be less than 1 in 10,000 each year.
That's the guidance established by the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, or AASHTO. So after the Dolly cargo ship knocked down the Key Bridge almost a year ago, Shields took that AASHTO risk threshold and got to work. His team's research published Monday morning.
The numbers that we found are, on one hand, shocking, but on the other hand, expected.
Just days before Shields' research was published, the National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Jennifer Homendy slammed the Maryland Transportation Authority for not conducting a risk assessment for the Chesapeake Bay Bridge before the Key Bridge collapsed or in the year since.
We asked MDTA, are you doing it in writing as of October? They stated no. That vulnerability assessment takes a long time. There's no reason why they shouldn't have done it before now. It shouldn't take an urgent safety recommendation to get action, and we expect that to be done now.
Homendy said the MDTA was part of the AASHTO committee that developed standards in 1991, recommending all bridge owners evaluate the risk of a ship collision causing a catastrophic collapse. That committee issued the recommendation again in 2009.
And as of October 2024, they still haven't on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Hammondy said the result is that the MDTA doesn't know how at risk the Bay Bridge really is.
MDTA could have done this evaluation numerous times over the past several decades.
Enter Professor Shields. Instead of facing the risk of a ship collision once in every 10,000 years, Shields found the Bay Bridge can expect to be hit by a ship every 86 years.
One in 86 years for a collision is still unacceptably high, and what we need is we need to put proper protections in place.
The original span of the bridge is already 73 years old.
The important thing, I think, to take from our study is not that the Chesapeake Bay Bridge expects a collision once every 86 years. It's that it's on the scale of decades and not centuries.
In a statement to 11 News Investigates, a spokesperson wrote that the MDTA's evaluation of the Bay Bridge began in spring 2024 and was underway when NTSB requested it. Adding about NTSB's request in October, the consultant's work hadn't been provided to the MDTA and therefore was not yet available to be shared with the NTSB. For 11 News Investigates, I'm Tali Taylor.
All right, Tali Taylor there, 10:11. Tali, thank you for doing an in-depth interview there. Not just with the Hopkins expert, but also following up with the MDTA. And here's what I noticed is a couple of different things. First, so one in every 86 years for a collision is definitely a scary thought. And as that Hopkins expert pointed out, we're not talking centuries. We're talking decades. And I am one to believe that that is a scary thought, especially for those that take the Bay Bridge every day, right? It is. It's a scary thought. Obviously, you can't live in fear. That is for sure. But we know how serious that the state of Maryland actually takes public safety. And we know they don't take public safety serious at all. They don't really care. We've seen that in how they handle the crime, the violence, and the juveniles, right? So that's kind of where I'm going with this question of the day. And I see that many of you have already started out responding to the poll, which I absolutely love, at WCBM.com. And the question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you trust the Maryland Transportation Authority to do an honest assessment of the Bay Bridge? Yes or no? So far, 15% of you say yes, 85% of you say no, and I am in the no column. And that is because it's very similar, you know, what comes to mind is what Sean Casey pointed out yesterday with Governor Wes Moore going on Fox News Sunday and basically saying that, you know, Maryland isn't liable for the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge at all. Meanwhile, he is just trying to avoid more litigation, right? They don't want the lawsuits all coming in at once. But because of that, I don't trust that this will be an honest assessment of the Bay Bridge. I don't trust it because I do believe that now they're all going to have to try to get it to sink here because they don't want this litigation. And my other thing, the other thing that came to mind on this, it was a very confusing response. They said that the assessment was already being done. And they began the assessment that the NTSB spokesperson was asking for. I guess she's the chair there for NTSB and also the spokesperson. She was talking about doing the assessment on the Bay Bridge and, of course, other bridges in the state of Maryland. And so there was a response to Tali Taylor there, if you heard towards the end. He said that they started doing that assessment in the spring of 2024. So you had the bridge collapse on March 26th, right? And then I guess in spring is when they decided to do the assessment on the bridge. Meanwhile, I'm scratching my head on this one. Because if that's the case, why did anyone mention it? Right? They're saying that, oh, we just didn't give the assessment over. It's not ready yet. We didn't hand it over to the NTSB. And that's why they believe that we haven't began anything. I call baloney. I'm calling baloney on that one. Because if that's the case, why didn't Governor Wes Moore mention that on Fox News Sunday when Shannon Bream asked him about it? You're telling me they did not brief this man at all before he went on Fox News Sunday? Of course they did. If you go back and watch the interview, you can see where he had talking points, clearly. And he was regurgitating what was scripted for him. And not once did he mention that the assessment was being done. He actually said, and we played it on the show yesterday, he said that we are cooperating with NTSB and we are collaborating with the MDTA. Remember that? And I was like, wait a minute, what? Why is he using these words? You know, but he never mentioned that the assessment was being worked on ever. He said, of course, we're going to get it done. Of course, we're collaborating. He never mentioned that. So here's what I believe. I believe that's a total lie. I believe the MDTA isn't working on it at all. I think they got called out. I think they're embarrassed. I think they feel ashamed. And if they have been working on it, it does sound to me that they're using some kind of outside vendor, which is, again, very questionable. All the money that is in the Maryland Transportation Authority or transportation in general, our budget and transportation, you shouldn't have to source anything. Everything should be done in-house. You telling me you don't have those kind of experts working in, within the agency? Well, why not, if that's the case? And so I'm at the point where I believe that this assessment should be done, yes, by an outside vendor, but I would love for it to be overseen by NTSB. That's where I am. That's where I am. At this point, I don't trust Maryland. I want to ask you that. Do you trust Maryland to get this assessment done? And honestly, 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me through the text line, of course. If you have the app, you can easily text me right through that app. I just don't believe it's going to get done. And if it does, you know, it could be a shoddy report. It could be a report that basically says, oh, wait, no, it's everything's fine. It's fine. Because, they don't want to be held liable for anything that has happened thus far, especially with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I would believe that the MDTA is also the agency that's overseeing some of the rebuild on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Here we are a year later. Have not begun. What are they doing over there? Maybe that's a good question. What are they doing over there at the in the transportation department? During the break, I'm going to go through the Moores administration. I'm going to see who oversees this. Because to me, at this point, you saw all the issues with the light rail. I recall that was a couple years ago. Remember the one of the light rail cars caught on fire in Baltimore City? And it was like, it was brutal, too, because it wasn't like something just caught fire and then, it slowly spread. No, it was like an explosion. And then you had all those issues, beneath the streets there, like Charles Street and everything in Baltimore City. And I thought to myself, I'm like, now whose job is that one? But, and then you remember the restaurants? They were all saying they didn't have any access to water or anything, and they all had it closed for like a week or two. There's so many things here where you're just kind of scratching your head saying, this is classified as a basic government function, right? When we pay taxes, we expect there to be a decent public education system. We expect the potholes to be fixed. We expect there not be trash dumped all over the place. And we expect decent infrastructure. No? I don't expect gender-affirming care. I don't expect to see more done for the transgender community. I don't expect to see sexually explicit books in a public school system library. I don't expect to see any of those things. But I do expect to see, a bridge that we could travel across and not be afraid that it could collapse at any time. I do expect that. I don't know about you guys, but that's on my list of expectations, right? It makes me think about soap. I know it's weird, right? Soap. Have you ever gone shopping for soap? Real quick, I'm not going to take too much time here. And say you see a bar of Dial soap, right? And you're like, all right, let me get the 3-pack because I don't want to be back here buying more soap, right? So you go to buy soap, but then next to that box of Dial soap, there's another box of Dial soap that says antibacterial. And then you start to think, shouldn't the other soap also be antibacterial? Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, wait a minute. I expect this to already be antibacterial. I don't think you have to write it on the box. And so now what's the difference between those bars of soap? I don't, I would hope that all the soap is antibacterial. And so now it's like these expectations that I have for government, never see them. Never see them. This is my expectation. I expect government to handle these issues, and I don't expect myself to have to sit here and try to figure them out and think about it. I really don't. All right, coming up next, like I said, if you want to weigh in on this, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Do you trust the Maryland Transportation Authority to fairly assess not just the Bay Bridge at this point, but all Maryland bridges? And if you want to partake in the poll, please go to WCBM.com. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Pam Bondi weighed in, and she has now cautioned Jasmine Crockett to tread very carefully with her plans to take down Tesla boss Elon Musk because he's daring to identify waste, fraud, and abuse. And by the way, every liberal that's saying they're cutting this, no, they're not. They're just flat out lying. All the CR did was refund the government at current levels. That's all it did. And if they tell you otherwise, they're just flat out lying. Elon Musk, by the way, is now threatened to sue former Democrat Jamal Bowman after the ex-squad member called him a Nazi and a thief on fake news CNN. He said, I've had enough. Lawsuit inbound. Good for him.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every single month if you switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. Now, that's right, Pure Talk, my sponsor, is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network, and the average family of four saving over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And with Pure Talk, you have U.S. customer service representatives. They'll make the switch simple, fast, and free and easy. To do it, dial #250, say the keyword save now to make the switch. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving today. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century. And it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500. Or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions. The best team in Baltimore. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Tuesday on the show. Even MSNBC is having to admit liberal white women are insane. I'll tell you what's driving them crazy.
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
And did you ever see Total Recall with the giant Mars alien structures and everything? Yeah, it looks like something like that might exist under the Egyptian pyramids. Weird!
We have sort of a problem here.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, don't forget, coming up next, we will be talking about these classified documents, or I guess you could call them war plans, that ended up on the Signal chat from the Trump administration. That's coming up at the top of the hour. We were just talking about the Bay Bridge and the fact that Hopkins is saying that it's at high risk for a ship collision, not something that you want to hear about. I've got Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, just on the Key Bridge. You hear more about Artscape this fall than you do hear about the Key Bridge. Yeah. I don't know why it's not a national emergency. There should be a schedule of events every day that something's getting done. From what I hear from a customer, you know, they're a year away or 6 months to a year from having a final design plan. And my point is, don't go politicize this. Get the best contractor. Let him get done early. Pay him $1 million every month he's done early. The fuel that's being wasted by these tractor trailers going around the Beltway is absolutely astounding.
Yeah.
The price of oil would probably drop.
Yeah. You know what, Steve? All great points there. And I'm right there with you. It's really crazy to me. I guess real quick before you go, do you trust the MDTA to do this fair assessment?
Absolutely not. It's going to be politicized.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's so ridiculous where we are. It's like the women in men in women's basketball. How can you justify that? How can you justify that bridge not being already started? It's a national emergency.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much, Steve. I hope you have a great day. Great points there. When we come back, I do have a couple of text messages to read to you in regards to the bridge, but we are going to get into these war plans that were leaked on the Signal app. The White House just stating moments ago they're trying to get to the bottom of how this mistake was made. I've got some audio from Speaker Mike Johnson on the issue and, of course, an article in The Hill. All that and more coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years.